23:92. From Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Subject: Fascinating Discovery. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date: Tuesday, May 26th, 2392. 21:19:22-0 GST. Did you ever have one of those days when you discovered something you thought was tremendously exciting on its own merits, but you knew was going to cause you a huge amount of tsuris when everyone else found out about it? Well, that's my day today. Meet 2401 Penitent Tangent. He calls himself the monitor of Installation 05, i.e. Halo. I'm not sure which is going to make more noise in the Conclave, the fact that we discovered an ancient AI construct, or the implication that there are, or have been, at least 4 more Halos. And no, I don't know why Penitent or Tangent. Something lost in translation, perhaps. Tangent appears to be the same sort of device as the ones we found incomplete versions of on a defunct assembly line a few years ago. He says they're less advanced models than he is, not intended to be self-aware, and that he is the only proper AI on the ring. His job, as he describes it, is, well, basically just to make sure the automatic systems keep working, which they do so well that he claims he's been in sleep mode since around 47,000 BSC. The other ones are just mobile terminals for him. What's really amazing, though, is that Tangent himself is not the most fantastic discovery we've made this expedition. What Tangent showed us when we reactivated him is, he directed us to another one of those outcrop/buildings in a sector we hadn't explored yet. It's a facility he calls the Cartographer, and you can guess from that what it does. We had to run around, shut down its security, and then run around again to get into the place, but it was worth it. The Cartographer contains a complete map of Halo, not just the surface, but the substructure, with detailed explanations for what everything is and does. It'll take us years just to sift through all the information that's here, but in one day we've taken an enormous leap toward understanding what Halo really is. Tangent himself is not that much help, sad to say. He says he's programmed to monitor Halo, not explain it, and that if I am truly the Reclaimer, whatever that means, I'll be able to work it out for myself. The good news is that, whatever he's here to monitor, he doesn't object to our presence. It doesn't appear to matter to him, at all, that we're here, or that we may establish permanent settlements on the surface at some point. If anything, he seems pleased to have the company. The Conclave is just going to love this. Love, Tali. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject: Fascinating Discovery. To Tali Shukra Vas Archangel. Date: Wednesday, May 27th, 2392. 00:23:12-0 GST. Wow. 50,000 years old and it still works. Whatever civilization built that knew what they were doing. I wonder who it could have been. I mean, 50,000 years, that's way too long ago to have been Mandalore or Atlantis, or even the Padishah Empire. That's serious previous epoch territory. Pyramids of Mars old. Earth still had a twin on the opposite side of the sun back then. Do keep me posted on what you learned from the Cartographer, would you? That's a lot more interesting than the niceties of interstellar diplomacy. I shouldn't bitch. Zoner's really come through, which I wasn't sure was a given when he went off on the whole Avatar of Chaos thing after the Ragnarok. The Babylon Foundation is perking away, and between me, him, and Jer Feeble, we've just about got the International Police Accords knocked into a shape that reasonable nations might actually want to sign. Mind you, I'm not entirely sure that this Earth Alliance that replaced Olympus once Genom withdrew from Earth is going to be a reasonable nation. The charter they're debating for the Psi Corps rather argues against, but it's early days yet. They may calm down some once the memories of the corporate occupation have had a chance to fade a little. Now all we need to do is find a place to put Babylon Station. Zoner thinks a big building in New Avalon would be fine, but I'm convinced that it should be somewhere less obviously aligned, not to mention more convenient for the delegates from, well, pretty much anywhere other than Zeta Cygni. We've got a short list. Once we have the site nailed down, I'm going to make sure whatever contractor we hire... Yeah, three guesses who that's going to be. I mean, we're not going to cheat on the bid process, but is aware that the Quarry and Union is a good place to start if you're looking to hire experienced space hab technicians. And the Free Spacer home fleet. Think they'll be able to work together? Mina Armastan Sindai G. From Talishukrovas Archangel. Subject: Well, the day has come. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date: Saturday, June 20th, 2392, 03:35:34 -0 GST. Dear Benjamin, I can no longer deny the inevitable. On this day, I must bow my head before the gods and acknowledge the pitiless truth. I am a grandmother. Rael's wife, Zirivel, gave birth to a daughter about an hour ago, in a clean room here in the Raya's sickbay, with her friend Shalaran in attendance. I had to stay outside. Shala synchronized her biosuit with Zira's 2 weeks ago, so that they would both be over the acclimation sickness in plenty of time. This shows considerable foresight on Zira's part. She knows her husband well enough to know that he wouldn't attend himself. I am slightly furious with my son, but I suppose I have myself to blame. I suppose his tendency to focus on his duties to the exclusion of all else is a behavior he learned from me when he was small. I have to be honest with myself and admit that I was probably not the most enthusiastic parent the first few years of his life. But that does not excuse his refusal to go on the sick list for the birth of his child. That's something he should have done for Zira, if nothing else. I'm sorry. This is supposed to be a moment of joy, not an excuse for an old woman to grumble about her pig-headed son. And however annoyed I am with her father, Rael and Zira's daughter is definitely a little spark of joy. Zira insists she looks like me. I think that might be stretching the point somewhat. But I do have to admit she's a little charmer. I suspect the magic will be lost on you, but I'm sending along a picture anyway. In case you're wondering why I haven't told you her name, it's because she doesn't have one yet. Zira decided to wait until Rael could participate in at least that much of the process, presumably because she didn't wish to force her daughter to go through life dragging the name "My father is a big fat idiot Zora" behind her. Love, Tali. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject: Re. Well, the day has come. To Talishukrovas Archangel. Date: Saturday, June 20th, 2392, 10:02:39 -0 GST. Dear Tally. Aw, it's a portable bio-isolation unit. Oh, no, wait, there's more than one image in this encode. Here we go. Oh. Aw, she's precious. Come on, I'm not completely indifferent to these matters, particularly not now that I've got three of my own. Though I have to admit, on a baby, those ears look pretty funny. I don't blame you for being annoyed with Rael. I'm not entirely clear on how these things work, socially speaking, among Quarians, but I know that if I'd tried to skip out on, oh, let's say, Leonard's birth, with the excuse that it was a work day, his mother would have skinned me and used me to cover the couch. On the other hand, I didn't have to prepare 2 weeks in advance. But then it's not as if Rael didn't have any advance notice. Little thing like your wife being pregnant? At least among humans, that becomes sort of obvious some time before game day. But I did tell you years ago the kid needs a hobby. I don't think you get to play the I was a bad parent card here either. You were coming off a major disappointment your first few years back on the flotilla. Maybe you should have waited a little longer before starting a family. I don't know. I wasn't there. But all things considered, you did all right. Remember, I spent 18 months with at least one eye on him while he was working for me over in the yard. He gets fixated on work, sure, and he's got no sense of humor, but in many other respects, it's obvious he was raised right. You can't give Vedic all the credit for that. No, I think you're just going to have to bite the bullet and accept the fact that, although a fine and upstanding officer and a highly proficient spacer, your son is a little bit of a dick. It happens. Anyway, from what I've heard about Zira, I imagine he's going to hear all about it very soon, if he hasn't already. Maybe there'll be a useful lesson in there for next time. And, While I'm refuting your assertions with cold hard facts, let me just point out that you're not old either. Ia tebi kohayu, G. From Talishukravas Archangel. Subject, re, well, the day has come. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Saturday, June 20th, 2392, 21-12-03, minus 0 GST. Dear Benjamin, I believe that sincerely was your best attempt at being reassuring. That's slightly depressing. You're probably right, though. I know Morden agrees with you. You're definitely right about Zira. When Rael came off duty at 0930 and finally showed up in sickbay, she wouldn't even let him enter recovery decon until he apologized at the window, not just to her, but to their daughter as well. On his knees. It was most impressive and satisfying. Shalaran and I didn't have to do anything but stand there and radiate nonverbal disapproval. Perhaps in an effort to appease us, Rael suggested that they name her after me. I think Zira was leaning toward naming her after Shala, but she chipped in that she thought it was a great idea. So Tali Zora she is, and may Keela have mercy on her soul. So now, in addition to resigning myself to being a grandmother, I'll have to put up with being called Tali the Elder. And there is nothing wrong with her ears, thank you. Sadly, there won't be a next time for Rael to apply any lessons learned from this one. He and Zira have already given their second child allowance to another couple aboard their ship who wish to have a third. This is not an uncommon practice. Vedic and I did it as well. But it's a bit sad, inasmuch as it means little Tali's the end of the line for this branch of Clan Zora. But she's healthy and strong, and at the end of the watch, that's what's important. Oh, and don't think I've forgotten what day it is in all the excitement. If nothing else, Zira's timing is good. I'll never forget my namesake's birthday. And happy birthday to you, too. Love, Tali. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, re, well, the day has come. To Talishukravas Archangel. Date, Sunday, June 21st, 2392, 00:10:53, minus 0 GST. Dear Tali, thanks. My best birthday present this year is knowing your tribe has increased. Keela Selai. And for the record, you're the sexiest grandmother in the fleet. Ask anyone. Except Morden. He clearly doesn't get that kind of thing. But I definitely still would. You know, if we weren't both married and didn't live a million zillion miles apart. Nakupenda, G. From Talishukravas Archangel. Subject, re, well, the day has come. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Sunday, June 21st, 2392, 00:26:27, minus 0 GST. Your being married didn't stop you and Skuld. Tali. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, re, well, the day has come. To Talishukravas Archangel. Date, Sunday, June 21st, 2392, 00:37:19, minus 0 GST. Ah, God, I do miss that arch little look I know you were giving me when you said that. Anyway, I might be the kind of guy who goes to another tent on the night before the end of the world, at his wife's instruction, I must remind you, but I'm not the kind of guy who'd steal another man's wife. Well, not a man I liked, anyway. I mean, if Vedic were a total creep who clearly didn't deserve you, that'd be one thing. Phew, this is veering toward the sort of territory that could get somebody blackmailed someday. We'd better quit while we're ahead. Zalakutar, G. From Talishukravas Archangel. Subject, re, well, the day has come. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Sunday, June 21st, 2392, 00:42:31, minus 0 GST. Ha! Blackmail only works on people who have something to hide. Good night, Benjamin. Love, Tali. 2393. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, so much for that. To Talishukravas Archangel. Date, Monday, March 8th, 2393, 11:14:52, minus 0 GST. Dear Tali, I expect you've seen it on the newswire by now, but in case you haven't, our first attempt at building Babylon Station ended in a complete shambles today. Somebody rammed a bulk freighter into the superstructure, blew their reactor, and smashed it all to hell. It's a complete loss. It'll be quicker and cheaper to just scrap it all and start over. Luckily, the crews were able to evacuate, so the only people who got killed were whoever was flying the freighter. We don't know who it was yet, but we'll find out. Well, we knew this project wasn't going to be popular in some circles. Guess we'll have to beef up security on the site and try it again. Sigh. Nakirinla Gagwidu G. From Talishukravas Archangel. Subject, Re. So much for that. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Monday, March 8th, 2393. 12:23:49, minus 0 GST. Oh my, your father must be heartbroken. I hope he wasn't hurt. Tali. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, Re, so much for that. To Talishukravas Archangel. Date, Monday, March 8th, 2393, 12:48:12, minus 0 GST. No, he's fine. He was the last one out of the project office, but we made sure there was good shielding at that end of the complex. There was never any real danger. And he saved all the diagrams, so we won't have too much of a delay getting started again. I yelled at him a little for that. I mean, the place is coming down around your ears, the hull breach alarm's going off, screw the documents, right? But he's not a lifelong spacer like us. He spent most of his career building stuff on the ground. He doesn't have those instincts. And I don't know if I'd say he's heartbroken. Royally pissed off would be more the phrase I would reach for. He hates people breaking stuff he built by accident, let alone on purpose. And the one thing we absolutely know right now is that this was on purpose. That ship was fully under control until the moment of impact, and that reactor cook-off was not crash-induced. These assholes deliberately rammed the station and set off their self-destruct. There's a special spit in hell for people like that to roast on. I know, I've seen it. G. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, prepare yourself. To Talishukravas Archangel. Date, Tuesday, June 29th, 2393, 14:32:19, minus 0 GST. For now you face the spawn of Megazone. Behold the terror all... Hang on, I have it written down here. You see, I am learning. 7.25 standard pounds of it. You can calculate her length yourself with a handy scale guide I included in the holo. Sylvie Henri Daniels, future scourge of the cosmos. Look at those evil little eyes, those snarling lips, those chubby fists already prepared to punch the galaxy in the middle of its face. Now, okay, I admit, she's adorable. But then, with Yuri's genes in there, she'd be hard-pressed not to be, even if she did end up with her old man's nose. Kay's figuring on providing her with a playmate in a couple of months. After that, I think I'm calling a halt to this whole parent business. 4 is quite enough, thank you very much. I do not have a Ramesses the Great complex. Say, there's an idea. If you don't want to be called Tali the Elder, and who could blame you, see if you can get people to start calling you Tali the Great. I mean, you did discover Halo, more or less, and the cartographer, and Tangent, and Morden, who I truly believe should be declared a national treasure by the Quarian government, and, well, you're just generally great. Rod Tay, Imam. G. From Talishukravas Archangel. Subject, Re, prepare yourself. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Tuesday, June 29th, 2393, 15:32:49, minus 0 GST. You are not exactly an unbiased witness, but thank you. Please pass my congratulations on to Zoner and Yuri, and possibly my condolences to Yuri, who now presumably has to raise a child with Zoner alongside her trying to help. As your friend Dr. Duke says, I think I am getting the fear. Love, Tali. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject: Hold on, I didn't order twins. To Tali Shukravas Archangel. Date: Sunday, August 22nd, 2393, 1939 12-0 GST. Dear Tali, remember a couple of months ago when I said I was done fathering children at 4? As it turns out, that was predicated on a false assumption, that being that Kay was only working on one. So here we have Priscilla, named after Pris from New Japan, of whom you've heard, Kay's idea, and Guy, pronounced Guy. Kay swears it's someone she knew at work around the time I was with Pris, and it's not just that she wasn't expecting him and didn't have a name prepared. We were thinking of middle naming them after you and Vedic, but we thought we should check with you first. This is going to seem weird, but Pris's eyes kind of remind me of yours. No, look at the picture before you decide I'm crazy. They're blue and not reflective, but they're so pale that in some lights they look silver. Okay, 5. I can handle 5, but this is absolutely it, at least until this batch is grown up and out of the house. Help. Taimi G. From Tali Shukravas Archangel. Subject: Re, hold on, I didn't order twins. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date: Sunday, August 22nd, 2393, 20-22-20-0 GST. You'll get no sympathy from me, space hero. It's not as if you played no part in any of it. They're beautiful. And you're right about Priscilla's eyes. How odd. That will get some lucky boy or girl's attention in a few years. Vedic and I would be deeply honored to have them bear our names. Love, Tali. 2394. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject: Unexpected Loose Ends. To Tali Shukravas Archangel. Date: Wednesday, March 16th, 2394, 002733-0 GST. Dear Tali, sometimes I hate living in the future. By that I mainly mean that life was a lot simpler when it wasn't possible for people to build elaborate cybernetic traps that take more than 100 years to fire, then leave them lying around the galaxy for me to trip over them all unsuspecting. Especially assassin androids. I hate assassin androids for a bunch of reasons. Chief among them, the fact that they give all the other androids a bad name. It's difficult maintaining public credibility as a robot rights advocate when killer robots keep attacking you in shopping malls. This particular one annoyed me even more because she had a copy of Largo in her head. Damn it, call me demanding, but when I kill a man, I expect his ass to say dead. Still, all's well that ends well. I managed to subdue her. Killer she-robot with Largo's matrix in her. That boy had issues. And Larry yanked the Largo chip. She's going to spend a little time with us while she tries to figure out who the hell she is without Largo time-sharing her neural net. Makes me wonder, though, how many other contingency parts of Götterdämmerung are still out there somewhere, hanging fire because Largo was a sloppy programmer. Makes my head hurt. On the plus side, Thursday is Kate's birthday. I can't believe she's 5 already. 5 and sharp as a tack, though I'm a little worried. She still has the stutter I told you about, and it's not responding to therapy at all. It's weird, too, because talking to me or Marty Rose, she doesn't stutter at all. But anybody else? It's not too bad with her mother, or Eiko, or Zoner and Yuri, but with strangers she can barely talk at all. The doctors are completely baffled. Even Rocky Stone hasn't got a clue what's causing it. There's no physical reason for it, as far as he can tell, but something has to be causing it, and it's going to make life hard for her when she starts school this fall. Kay thinks maybe we ought to homeschool her, but I don't know. If it's a social anxiety thing, she's never going to get over it unless she's more broadly socialized. This parenting stuff is hard. Sarange, G. 2395. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject: That was refreshing. To Tali Shukrovas Archangel. Date: Saturday, August 19th, 2395, 10:12:47-0 GST. Dear Tali, just got home from Ishiyama, where, as usual, what was intended to be a simple social call turned into a wild and crazy adventure. I have to feel for General Yanagi, I really do. Of all the times to try and spring his coup, he does it while Kay and I are visiting the Hanagumi. Poor bastard. Despite the unexpected need to fight off half the Imperial Army from the front lawn of the Emperor's summer palace, or hell, maybe because of it, it was good times. Kay and the girls got on really well, arguably slightly too well, and we found out that Sakura has a daughter who's about Corwin and Len's age, so it's a fairly safe bet that that already dangerous peer group just acquired another aspiring galactic hero. Sumire had some problems, but we sorted them out. And it was fun to fight alongside the Hanagumi again, just like old times. I hadn't piloted a Kobu in, hell, 40 years? Inevitably, because of the timing, I'd left Ishiyama just before I got the invitation to that auction on Omega. I thought of you a lot. After what happened on Ishiyama, I felt used up, emotionally, burned out. Not only did I think I didn't care anymore, I assumed I was no longer worth caring about, either. I think I wanted to be that cynical, that bitter, simply because giving a damn had gotten to the point where it hurt too much. And then you came along. Without you, without what we became to each other during our time in Goodyear, I don't think I'd have been able to accomplish what I did after my warp drive accident. My head wouldn't have been in anything like the right space for me to make a career for myself in Starfleet, to forge the friendships I had to have to make it work, or to command the loyalty of my crew that eventually saw me through on Seleucia when we crossed back over. I wouldn't have been a good enough man to make any of that happen, and I wouldn't have cared enough to bother trying anyway. So when I tell you Tayor Kitin, I mean it more literally than most. I think you really did save my soul. I'm incalculably lucky you came along when you did. I'm not sure I've ever told you all that in so many words, and after unexpectedly reconnecting with the part of my past that immediately preceded it, it's been very much on my mind. I love you so much. G. From Tali Shukrovas Archangel. Subject: Re. That was refreshing. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date: Saturday, August 19th, 2395, 12:23:57-0 GST. Wow, that was unexpected. Not unwelcome, mind you, but unexpected. I'm flattered to think that I single-handedly reversed the course of your life. But here's something that you should consider. I didn't do it alone. You're the one who took the first step. If you had truly been as low as you thought, you would have walked away on Omega and left me to my fate. But you didn't. You risked confronting one of the most dangerous criminal organizations in the galaxy for the sake of a perfect stranger. No one incapable of caring would ever have done a thing like that. If you hadn't, then I wouldn't be here now, and Rael and Talizora wouldn't exist at all. So on the whole, I would say we're about even. And you know I love you too. Well, that's knocked what I was going to write you about today quite out of my head. I had intended to write later this afternoon to tell you about the latest developments on the Halo front. There's good and bad news there, as is often the case. The good news is that the Conclave has finally gotten around to acknowledging that Tangent could help us and shouldn't be interfered with in his duties. Not that they had much choice, given the Federation Charter's language about pre-epochal relics. The bad news is that the acclimation project isn't progressing as quickly as Morden had hoped. A few volunteers from the experimental town at what used to be Goodyear, which, with typical imagination, the Conclave still calls Test Settlement 1, though the residents have taken to calling it Soliston, much to Morden's embarrassment, tried to go a month with their biosuits in open protocol, not taking them off, but disengaging most of the filters. And it didn't go well. Morden insists that he got a lot of useful data in the process, and nobody died, but it'll clearly be a long time before anyone can live in the open down there. Still, we persevere. Science, Morden reminds me, is a relentless lesson in the universe's indifference to our desires. Speaking of science, did Koran ever get her capital-wide messaging system working? When I was there, a year or so after you disappeared, she was making progress with the Clockwork Pigeon protocol, but the constant demon attacks were interfering with her testing schedule. Once again, I've typed something that shouldn't make any sense at all. They say the pilgrimage is supposed to broaden one's horizons, but I don't think the ancients had contact with your world in mind when they devised it. But, as I've told you before, I wouldn't change a thing. Well, one thing. But as we know, there's no point dwelling on that. Love, Tali. 2396. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject: Oh, for God's sake. 2. Tali Shukravas Archangel. Date: Monday, February 5th, 2396, 15:33:12 minus 0 GST. Dear Tali, they've done it again. This time it was some sort of internal sabotage. We're still figuring out the details. It looks like somehow they managed to bypass the internal energy distribution system safeties and the damage control protocols and flash all the station's internal power lines to plasma. Basically, a very sophisticated form of good old-fashioned arson. The resulting overpressure blew bulkheads out all over the place, and the heat warped major structural members throughout the space frame. The whole thing's a total loss. Again. Worse, this time people got killed. Not many, luckily. We think they were trying to take out the entire night shift crew, but they blew their timing and set it off during the changeover. Almost everybody was either off the station or near enough to an evacuation area. About 24 people weren't so lucky, but if they'd gotten it right, the total would have been more like 6,000. Not much consolation to those 24 families, though. I say they. We don't really know it was the same people. Nobody's taken responsibility for this one yet. Dad's all right, and it was just dumb luck this time. He was supposed to be aboard for the shift change, had some instructions he wanted to pass on to the night crew, but at the last minute he had to meet with a vendor rep, and they insisted on having the meeting down on Bajor rather than on the station. The time difference between B2 and Jalanda City saved his life. I am, as the noted Weekly World News political columnist Ed Anger used to say, pig-biting mad. If I wasn't so busy picking up the pieces, I'd go out and find the people responsible and demonstrate my disapproval personally. As it is, Kay and Yuri are on it, so those people are probably even more screwed. All I'm trying to do is save the universe here. Why do so many people feel the need to get all up in my grill about that? Jethakirs, G. From Tali Shukravas Archangel. Subject, re, oh, for God's sake. 2. Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Monday, February 5th, 2396, 17:12:48, minus 0 GST. Dear Benjamin, there is just no pleasing some people. If 3 decades as the unofficial chief representative of all the HALO research projects to the Conclave has taught me anything, it's that. I'm glad your father is safe. Such narrow escapes were commonplace on the flotilla when I was young. They've tapered off a great deal since we stopped roaming the cosmos and settled in Scandia, since even though we still live aboard our ships, we aren't subjecting them to the stresses of constant interstellar travel any longer. Also, I think you'll find it's all up in my grill. No E. Love, Tali. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, re, oh, for God's sake. 2. Tali Shukravas Archangel. Date, Monday, February 5th, 2396, 20:13:42, minus 0 GST. Really? I always assumed it was a metaphorical reference to the shiny bit on the front of a car. Ah, well. Clearly I am not down with the street. Though I'd kind of have to wonder how it is that you are, given that you spend most of your time exploring an ancient space habitat and the rest living aboard a Star Destroyer. Ez Tehez Dikim G. From Talishukrovas Archangel. Subject, Re. Oh, for God's sake. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Monday, February 5th, 2396, 22:35:23, minus 0 GST. Just because we live on ships doesn't mean we don't have a youth culture. In fact, if anything, our adults are more thoroughly exposed to what our young people are up to because of the close living conditions on the flotilla. Even I, a certified old person, understand the importance of being able to both pop and lock. Love, Tully. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, Re. Oh, for God's sake. To Tully Shukravas Archangel. Date, Monday, February 5th, 2396, 22:49:22, minus 0 GST. Your kung fu is best. Wo ai ni, G. 23:97. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, talk me out of this. To Talishukravas Archangel. Date, Monday, September 8th, 23:97, 16:32:12, minus 0 GST. Dear Tali, if Ephraim Broadbank doesn't stop encouraging his daughter Liza to torment Kate at school, I swear to Christ I'm going to have him killed. Obviously, I need to be prevented from doing this. Kay is no bloody help at all in that department, as she wants me to have her do it. Sheretlek, G. From Talishukravas Archangel. Subject, Re. Talk me out of this. To Benjamin D. Hutchins. Date, Monday, September 8th, 23:97, 15:03:14, minus 0 GST. Dear Benjamin, of course you shouldn't have him killed. Don't be preposterous. You're one of the good guys. Miranda said so, and Miranda is never wrong about these things. Except when she is, but let's not consider that. Now, if you were to arrange matters so that he is very publicly and totally deniably humiliated, perhaps by being arrested in the city center for reckless driving, that might be all right, assuming you had the tools necessary to make something like that happen. Unfortunately, you do not, and so there the matter must rest.
Due to a system error, you may happen to find attached to this message a bit of OmniTool software that can remotely override the helm controls of certain models of aircar, including, by a strange coincidence, the Seat Grande del Vuelo. With this, a person possessing a Quarian OmniTool and a criminal mind could get up to all sorts of mischief at the expense of certain corporate eminences who drive GDVs. I hope I can trust you not to use this power for evil.
Love, Tali. From Benjamin D. Hutchins. Subject, Re. Talk me out of this. Date, Monday, September 8th, 23:97, 20:12:03, minus 0 GST. That was richly satisfying. I love you. G.